Do you regard black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth. 100% truth. There is nothing fictitious about black magic, in any way whatever. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years. I mean, when we talk about black magic, we are talking about Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft...
Hello everybody, and welcome back to the channel and the next installment of my current series that we're doing, where we're decoding a load of music videos that are rife with Monarch, MK, and brainwashing symbolism, essentially. Now, in today's video, we're going to be looking at XG, Woke Up. If you haven't seen the first two installments to this series, please go back and watch it. I've done a Taylor Swift song and I have done a poppy song so far. Today, we're going to be looking at K-pop because this phenomenon of MKUltra does not only pervade the Western world, it's also in Asia and it's everywhere. It's a global phenomenon, guys, so K-pop is not excluded from it. So, XG, Woke Up, let's just get straight into this. XG's music video, Woke Up, has become a viral sensation, racking up millions and millions of views across various different online platforms and streaming platforms. Now, while multiple fans have celebrated the group's rapping skills and their iconic aesthetics, and I put iconic in heavy quotation marks there, few have addressed the deeper and more disturbing themes embedded in their music videos, which is what I'm going to do today. Beneath all the slick cinematography, Woke Up appears to glamorize the dark and toxic practices of the entertainment industry, specifically drawing on the imagery and symbolism associated with Monarch mind control. Once one understands the basics of this subject, it becomes evident that Woke Up is a chilling tribute to one of the most sinister elements of the elite's agenda. In fact, I think it is the most sinister element of the elite's agenda. This entire video unfolds within a prison-like structure shaped like a human head, with the head cut off, the top cut off. As you can see here, this is the building where it takes place. Now, this just symbolizes a mind control facility. It's a huge head with the top cut off. So already we're getting pieces of evidence and we're getting small hints about what this video is going to be about before we've even seen any actual shots of any members of XG. Now, throughout the video, each member of XG appears in a visually distinct scene, each representing aspects of Monarch programming. The recurring imagery from masked figures to fragmented mirrors and black and white floors ties together themes of manipulation, trauma, the occult, and most fundamental, control. So as I said, let's get straight into this. Now, this video takes place in a prison-like structure surrounded by lights and drones surveilling the place. The building is shaped like a human head with the top part cut off, precisely where the brain would be. This is obviously hinting to the audience and the ones that are symbol literate that this is a mind control facility. Not long after the video actually starts, we see one scene which depicts a gathering of individuals in suits and horned masks with glowing eyes, standing on the infamous black and white checkered floorboard. As previously stated in many videos, this dualistic pattern is a recurring symbol in Masonic imagery, frequently linked to mind control rituals. I'm going to say that again because it's very important. This dualistic pattern is a recurring symbol in Masonic imagery, frequently linked to mind control rituals. These faceless, demonic entities that we see in this shot here represent the shadowy entities that control the entertainment industry. In the next scene, we see Maya, who is a member of XG, standing in front of these masked men, in front of a black and white backdrop, looking sort of like she's playing the role of the master of ceremony, reinforcing the Masonic undertones of this scene. As you can see behind her as well, we have the black and white pattern again, which is just going in this circular arching kind of motion. In a very disturbing ritualistic scene, a character with half of their head missing is seated on the checkered floor before the altar. Now, this brainless figure, dressed differently than the others, represents an uninitiated individual about to undergo an extremely transformative process, and that transformative process is going to be mind control, MK. That's why half of their head is missing, because they are tinkering with the inner mechanisms of the person's mind. How do we know this? Well, we know this because the scene then culminates with that person's head exploding into fragments. And what does that symbolize? The fragmentation of the mind. Of course, a key part of Monarch programming. Now, this scene here highlights the occult and ritualistic elements involved in Monarch programming. Other scenes focus on the MK slaves themselves. For example, let's move on to the next scene where we see Kokona, or however you say her name. She plays the role of an MK slave on the brink of what appears to be a breakdown. Kokona's scene depict her as an MK slave on the verge of collapse, surrounded by, again, masked handlers who symbolise the oppressive control of industry figures. And her dishevelled appearance and erratic behaviour in this scene suggest she has endured significant levels of trauma. This idea is then further reinforced and backed up that she has actually endured significant trauma. This is backed up by the fact that in the next scene she goes into all-out MK breakdown mode because she starts shaving her head. Bald heads. This is Telltale MK stuff, okay? Now, this scene is highly reminiscent of Britney Spears' 2007 breakdown, where she infamously shaved her head and acted erratically. And from my recollection, she was screaming, "Stop touching me, stop touching me. I just want people to stop touching me. I want everybody to stop touching me." I can only assume that when she was saying that, she was talking about the various different people involved in her programming and the trauma that she has gone through. This is an event, the Britney one, this is an event that we've covered on this channel before when I showed you this gematria hit here. As you can see, Britney did this on February the 16th. If we write February the 16th out, we get 216, and Britney shaves her head, sums to 216. So, this is what I showed you guys a few years ago, and I thought I'd just bring it back because, you know, why not? Why not? Britney Spears is one of the most prominent examples of MK slavery in the entertainment industry, and this video, Woke Up, pays tribute to Britney's most publicized MK moment ever. So what is the result of Kokona's MK transformation once she shaves her hair and becomes this altar? Well, it's pretty much exactly what you would expect. Following that transformation, Kokona dons devil horns, flashes glowing red eyes, indicating her complete subjugation, and she even makes a devil horn hand gesture as well as wearing the horns, solidifying her submission to the handler's control. So she goes from this to this. Now, Hinata's scenes are replete with Monarch programming symbols, showcasing a fractured psyche and hypnotic mind control. And I have to be careful about what clips I'm showing from this video, because I know the K-pop industry, they be like hitting everybody with copyright claims and shutting shit down, and I can't be bothered to be dealing with all that. So I'm being very select about the scenes that I'm showing here, which is why this video is going to be considerably shorter than the rest. I'm only picking out the most important scenes to show you, and the scenes that are going to give you the clearest explanation of what's going on here. But what I am going to do is put the link to the music video in the description of this, so you can go and watch it yourself and you can sort of have all of these ideas that I'm talking about now fleshed out for you, okay? So yeah, Hinata's scenes are absolutely replete with Monarch programming symbols. Here, reflections on a broken mirror, a classic way of representing the fracturing of an MK slave's core persona. We saw this in the last video I did, and we saw this in the video before that I did. There is always a mirror shattering. We then see this just weird scene of Hinata where we see several superimposed faces over her original face. And again, this is a classic way of representing several alternate personalities, which is the ultimate goal of MK programming. In this scene, she also wears a collar, which strongly implies that she is under control, very tight control. We actually had, in the last video, we had two scenes that followed each other absolutely identical to this format. Okay, so in the Poppy video, we saw when she was in the biome glass box, the handler Poppy smashed the window. In the following scene, we saw multiple faces superimposed all over each other. Now we're seeing the exact same thing, but in the XG woke up video. Do you think this is by accident? Do you think this is a coincidence? I don't think it is. In one of the following scenes, we get a close-up of Hinata's eye, and we see a spiral pattern representing her being under hypnotic control. So instead of a plain iris, she has this swirling pattern going around. And we can see these pointy claws around her eyes, implying a lot of trauma and abuse, which, as we all know, is a key element in the creation of dissociative identities. And those claws look like they've got blood on the end. That doesn't look like nail varnish or anything like that. They look like they've been in flesh. Scene after this, we see Hinata in butterfly wings while being bound by string. Now, this image here could not be more Monarch programming if it tried. Tied up by string, hanging from the strings of the controller with the butterfly wings, the Monarch butterfly wings. Okay, and in the next scene, we see Hinata with an eyeball in her mouth, and they zoom up on her grills, which obviously have fangs in, because why wouldn't they? And we see the eyeball in her mouth, okay? And this symbol keeps popping up. I've seen this a few times. Here is Sydney Sweeney pictured doing the exact same symbolism on her Instagram. And this is because the all-seeing eye is the main symbol representing the occult elite. And when we see it inside a celebrity's mouth, it symbolizes the elite controlling everything the celebrity says or does. And this image is actually so important, this one here with the eye in the mouth, it's so important that it's the cover of the song single. So I think that's pretty telling myself. Not only that, this symbol is so important to them that it's actually printed on every girl's shirt when they're in this outfit in the video. And there's also a shot where we see a gigantic all-seeing eye overlooking them. I don't think they could make it any more blatant about them being industry slaves. The way the video ends is very fitting as well. As you can see here, the head structure that we saw at the beginning of the video totally explodes. It's blown into smithereens, much like the person in the blue suit that we saw earlier. Head blown up. And that's because everything in this video is about destroying and fragmenting and fracturing minds. And this shot of the head blowing up is just sticking to the theme and keeping on topic. Now, although K-pop, you know, originating in Asia, operates under the influence of the same global powers that control Western popular culture. So, as a result, K-pop artists are often compelled to incorporate narratives and symbolism reminiscent of MKUltra themes, paralleling their Western counterparts. These patterns reflect an agenda aimed at creating a uniform global culture seeped in Satanism and exploitative ideals glorifying themes such as suffering, dehumanization, and the absolute control over one's mind. And this influence extends beyond aesthetics. We know it does, because these are real-world practices that they're doing here. Much like Hollywood, the K-pop industry is rife with exploitation, with artists being subjugated to the vilest forms of MK, coercion, sexual misconduct. Hollywood is no different to the K-pop industry. They're all going through the same shit. This video's recurring motifs, masks, mirrors, rituals, and disassociation align closely with the themes of Monarch mind control. And while fans are busy focusing on its surface appeal, Woke Up offers a chilling glimpse into the psychological manipulation and exploitation underlying the so-called industry glamour. We know this isn't just aesthetics, this is actually happening to people. And here is the sickest part about it. Not only are these people doing these things with total impunity, but they're churning out videos about their crimes and telling you to your face and then taking your money because you buy it. They're glorifying their perversions and their sick, twisted practices, and we are sitting there lapping it up and paying for it. It's an absolute joke.